It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Elmo City Mayor James Wynn. And we're going to try and talk a few things about what went on in the latest council meeting. We're getting ready to set up a skating rink in Elmo. So we're going to talk more about that. And then eventually it will start snowing. And what do you need to do if you're a citizen living in Elmo to be prepared for the roads to be plowed and taking care of your sidewalks and those kinds of things. So we're going to talk about all of that with him, and we're going to do it all right now. Mayor Wynn, thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
So how are things going and progressing in Elmo right now?
Things are going good. Pretty smooth. We're starting to get ready for winter time. So,
let's get into it right then. You just had, you said the last city council meeting, not really a lot to cover. You did make one change to city council meetings, and that's for the timing. And is it just in the summer months? Is that correct?
Yeah, we set it up so that in, like, according to daylight savings time, I guess, it kind of follows November to February, it'll be 7 o'clock. And then once the time changes, we'll start at 7:30. So it'll always be the second Tuesday of the month.
Okay. And was the change made? Are we having scheduling issues, or is it just really, it just seems better to do it when it's, the light is there?
Yeah, people like to stay out a little later working on their farms and stuff, so we kind of adjusted a little. We could have went a little later, but we decided 7:30 was pretty good.
All right. Then the other thing, and you guys have done this, is it the last 2 years or the last 3 years with the skating rink?
The last 2 years we've had the skating rink. So
let's talk about that. Where's it going to be located, and when are people going to be able to get on it?
Well, we're going to set it up this weekend. We got to patch some stuff on it, and then we'll set it up. It'll be there on the ball field again this time. Because our other grass is too new to put it on, so we got to wait till next year to put it in another spot that's not in the ball field. But we're going to put it up. Hopefully the temperatures will cool off enough. It'll start getting ice on it. Has to have 4 inches of ice before we can skate on it. And so it'll be closed for a little while till things cool down a little more. But once it does get going, we just ask everybody to help keep it nice. If you see snow on it, get it off if you can, as fast as you can. Just take a snow shovel and get it off, because that helps keep the ice good.
And then, is it going to be lit up? Am I right there? Has it been lit up in the past or no?
Yeah, we have lights that we'll put around it so you can see it nighttime. And we're actually getting some new lights, though. They'll be set up once it gets frozen.
Okay, very, very good. And then speaking of skating rinks and the weather kind of flip-flopping and changing, eventually it will snow. We can almost guarantee that at some point, well, hopefully guarantee that it will snow. And there are certain things that the people that live there in Elmo need to do to keep things safe when the snow does start to fly, and as far as their sidewalks and what can be left on the street and when it needs to be removed, so we can talk about moving some snow and getting the roads clear. So let's talk about that here for just a little bit.
Yeah, we just asked the citizens if they, once it snows, they could shovel their walks and get the snow off them so that they're easier to pass on. And then the snow plows will be coming around, and we need, if you have cars parked on the road, to get them off, especially on Center Street and Main Street. That's the county plows that, and so they it's part of a county road, so they do it, and it's just kind of a service to us. So we ask that you get the trailers and the cars off the street so that they can be plowed easily,
and it'll make it that much easier for everybody else. Mayor James Wynn, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really do appreciate it. And is there anything you want to say to the folks of Elmo out there as far as happy holidays, Christmas?
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everyone. Hope you have a great holiday and enjoy your family.
All right. So once again, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. That's Mayor James Wynn of Elmo City. Now, if you are looking for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.